Thanks, Jonathan. It's great to see everyone here today, and we really look forward to hosting you all at Highland Valley tomorrow. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. So today I'm going to focus on operational excellence and what we are doing to consistently deliver on our commitments. I will do this by providing an overview of our assets and our effort to continuously raise the bar. Tech has an incredible portfolio of assets in well-understood jurisdictions where we and our partners have executed projects and operated successfully for decades. We have three Tier 1 assets, as Jonathan mentioned, in our operating portfolio with Quebrada Blanca, Antamina, and Red Dog, and all of our operating assets are in stable mining jurisdictions in the Americas. And to support our growth strategy, we have an unparalleled project pipeline with several well-advanced projects that are close to potential sanction decisions. We will highlight these in more detail a bit later, and Dale will take the lead on that. One aspect I want to highlight is our strength in working with partners in our operations and projects. We have formed strong and durable partnerships in many arrangements, such as with NANA at Red Dog, and which has proven to be incredibly successful for Teck, for the Inupiat people, and for the state of Alaska. With Sumitomo Metals Mining and Sumitomo Corp at QB, with Glencore, BHP, and Mitsubishi Corp at Antamina. And our growth portfolio includes partnerships with Agnico Eagle at San Nicolas, Mitsubishi Materials at Zafranal, Newmont at Galore Creek and Nueva Union, and Glencore at New Range. This ability to work with multiple parties will play an important role in our future success. These arrangements are also becoming more common. And that is because partnerships bring capability, country experience, and risk sharing that is increasingly important. The main message here is that constructively and collaboratively working with partners is a capability we have been building and with intention. Coming back to our assets, the foundation is the quality of the resources in our portfolio and our deep understanding of these resources. Across copper and zinc, and important secondary metals such as molybdenum, we have the resource base to deliver the energy transition metals across the short, medium, and long term with clean concentrates that are sought after by smelters across the world. I'll start by framing up operations as a whole and the work that is underway to ensure we make improvements in a structural and sustainable manner. In some areas of the business, our performance has fallen short, and we have not delivered on expectations. We are focused on addressing this and remain committed and confident that the changes that have been made are resulting in more consistent operations. And of course, Quebrada Blanca remains a key focus of mine to ensure the ramp-up and subsequent optimization at QB is delivered. What we have built at QB is a robust design that will serve us well, and we continue to leverage the most out of this incredible ore body with its large resource, good grades, and very low strip ratio far into the future. I want to emphasize that the work we are doing during this final stage of our ramp up is very typical of any startup. We are optimizing our reagents, modifying certain operating parameters to get the last few percentages points of recovery, and making minor equipment improvements to increase uptime. These are improvements that are typical at any site, and important to note that QB is in the early part of its life. In addition to throughput and recovery at QB, we are targeting costs with a focus on reducing contractors that were required during the early stages of the ramp up. Dale will walk through the details of the work to complete ramp up and further optimization. So for the rest of this presentation, I will focus on three themes: health and safety. Protecting the health and safety of our people is the foundation of how we operate. I will review our performance and the important efforts to continue to improve with focus and with passion. On people and culture, reliable and sustained performance requires strong leadership, along with processes and discipline that are deeply embedded in the culture. And this is what I will discuss in this section. And on operating and cost discipline, this is where the rubber hits the road. We are doubling down at all sites to improve uptime. Our centralized maintenance team is providing expertise and working alongside teams to improve online time through reliability engineering, improved plant maintenance shutdown discipline, and of course, through the ongoing focus on planning and scheduling. Targeted technology implementations such as autonomous haulage to improve fleet productivity and data analytics are also key parts of our strategy to achieve reliable operations and to reduce costs. I will review these in more detail shortly. So beginning with health and safety, our performance continues to improve in both leading and lagging indicators. Our total recordable injury frequency and high potential incident frequency are both reducing, with a 41% reduction in our recordable injury frequency over the last few years. Despite these improvements, we have lost two of our colleagues over the last 4 years. And this increases our resolve to remain committed to elimination of fatalities and serious injuries. That is why we are focusing on the risks most likely to cause serious or fatal injuries and becomes a core part of our strategy. We continue to use every significant event and every potential fatal incident as a learning opportunity to ensure that we maintain our diligence. Our commitment is that everyone goes home safe and healthy every day. We have intentionally kept that simple so it remains front of mind for our people and they act to achieve that goal. We have also recently done a complete refresh of our high potential risk control program are in the process of implementing these at our assets. The intent of the refresh is to instill a sense of continuous improvement culture and keep with best practices. You have heard about our Courageous Safety Leadership Program previously, and that is the heart of safety as a value at Teck. It provides common language and sets expectations for all of our people. And right now, we are implementing our fifth generation of this program to remind everyone why we can never compromise on safety and the behaviors required from each and every one of us. Moving to people and culture. As has been noted, we have created a regional model in our operations. The regional model is specifically designed to leverage local context and expertise, where we have people who understand the needs of the business and are closely aligned with the sites to improve performance. The regions encompass both producing and growth assets, ensuring consistency of leadership, expectations, and culture. LATAM scope includes QB, Antamina, and Carmen Andacollo, and our growth projects, San Nicolas, Zafranal, and Nueva Union. This region reports to Dale Webb, Senior VP for Latin America. Now, Dale brings 25 years of operating experience in mining and smelting. Most recently, he was the co-CEO of Nearstar, based in Australia. And nothing builds operating discipline more than running a low-margin smelting business. And prior to Nearstar, Dale was with Teck and general manager at Quebrada Blanca leach operations. And then he moved to general manager for QB2 project during the design and permitting phases. Hence, he has a deep knowledge of the asset and a good experience of operating in Chile, both of which are extremely beneficial. Our North American region includes Highland Valley, Red Dog, and Trail operations, along with Galore Creek, Shaft Creek, and New Range assets. These report to Brock Gill, who joined Teck in early 2023. Brock has over 20 years of mining experience and has worked with Ivanhoe for over a decade, holding executive positions at Oyu Tolgoi Phase 1 and then at Kamoa. Recently, he was at BHP for several years and responsible for the Jansen project. He has strong projects and operations experience. And both of these regions are strongly supported by a technical and strategic planning team that we have recently consolidated under one organization. The Operations Excellence Group also supports the regions and has the maintenance, improvement, and data analytics teams. The expertise and horsepower of these groups are being applied to the areas that drive the most value. And they're currently focused on concentrator uptime and recovery at QB, as you would expect, and fleet productivity at Highland Valley and at QB. Dale and Brock will further discuss the scope of the efforts at sites so that we reliably and consistently deliver performance. Let me walk you through our management operating system, which we have been implementing over the last few years. This brings operating discipline and improvement and planning routines together in an integrated way. We have been implementing the operating system over the last couple of years across the business. The tech system is grounded in a performance mindset with clear and well-understood KPIs down to the operator level, shift basis as well, and coupled with a rigorous process to monitor and address variances. The daily, weekly, monthly targets are set by an integrated planning team that focuses on the optimization of the entire site and not unit operations. I'll use a very simple example that if a shovel goes down, what happens and how the trucks get allocated does not get decided by the mine supervisor and the mine superintendent so that they would meet their daily target for mine tons. In this case, the integrated planning team would address the variance and would work with the site supervision to allocate the trucks to the area that would maximize value for the site, usually the concentrator in this case, and other functions as well, such as shipping and marketing. Key elements of this approach include short interval controls that allow us to adapt to changing conditions and ruthless prioritization of decisions that enhance overall value. We are standardizing this process on how we operate at our sites, and a common ERP implementation will further standardize the methodology and the process. Just taking Red Dog as an example, where over 2023 and 24, we implemented this management operating system, and it has been a great success story, and the stable operational performance throughout 2024 demonstrates the value of this method. Red Dog has had a strong year with improved throughput, recovery, and costs. QB is also well advanced, and actually its operational readiness framework before startup was founded on this methodology, and the full value will be delivered as we reach steady state. Highland Valley is well on the journey, and we are accelerating our efforts there given the recent performance. I have described the framework under which we work to improve production reliability and make improvements. The details and the hard yards are being executed at sites with discipline and supported by the operational leadership team. On the cost front, work continues to reduce contractors, improve labor effectiveness, and reduce consumables. We are also targeting meaningful supply chain efficiencies through improved contract terms and increased standardization. A few words on technology. Tech has a strong history and a proven track record of extracting maximum value from its technology implementations. Often, implementing technology is the easier part, and the harder parts are the people and system-related changes required to achieve the full benefits. As an example, for autonomous haulage, numerous changes are required by the shovel operator, by the dozer, loader, grader operators, by the supervisors, and by everyone else who is in that pit to make sure that the autonomous trucks are able to perform at their best. This is often much harder than said, because new habits have to be embedded throughout in the culture and the operating regime. This is what I mean by extracting value than implementing the technology. And that is what tech has always driven towards in its technology implementations. QB and HVC, which you will see tomorrow, run autonomous fleets and are set up well for continuous improvements in mine productivity. Tech was the first miner to implement ShovelSense technology from MineSense. And this technology provides real-time grade estimates to allow separation of ore and waste at a truckload level so that we don't send lower grade waste to the mill or good grade ore to waste storage. We use this technology at Highland Valley and at Carmen and Andacollo and currently trialing it at QB. QB's Integrated Operating Center, which many of you visited last year, is performing well and is the heart of the operating system for QB. And lastly, we have continued to improve and enhance our digital analytics capability and the machine learning models at our concentrator sites with good success. Within the context of ruthless prioritization that I mentioned earlier, we are focused on the technology implementations, the few that have the most impact and drive the most value, increasing safety, throughput, and reducing costs. Summarizing the plan to deliver improved and consistent results, safety is a core value, and we have unwavering commitment to make sure that everyone goes home safe and healthy every day. We have a strong portfolio of high-quality assets. We have significantly strengthened our leadership and operating teams. And with a proven operating model, we are making changes that will deliver predictable performance. Thank you. I will now pass it over to Dale Webb, our SVP for LATAM.
Okay. Thank you, Sajjad, and it is a pleasure being here today. I have recently rejoined Teck a few months ago, where I was previously the co-CEO of NeurStar. And prior to being with NeurStar, I was with Teck over 20 years. In my last 5 years at QB, both leading the operation and then joining the QB2 project. So I know QB and Chile well. I spent lots of time getting back up to speed, visiting the LATAM operations and project sites. And I'm looking forward to fully moving over to Santiago with my family, actually tomorrow, to lead the team. This is truly exciting times at the company and the industry at large. And LATAM is very well positioned to support the business to deliver strong returns today through two Tier 1 assets in QB and Antamina, and a low-cost producer in CDA in strong mining regions in Latin America, both in Chile and in Peru. But also through three near-term growth projects, we have fantastic potential to add significant value to the business in the short term at a time when there's not many options in the world today. I will take you through those opportunities in greater detail a bit later today. And the region is led by an experienced, diverse leadership team with solid experience from the QB2 project and the broader Teck and industry at large, committed to delivering returns we are expecting today. The team brings deep experience working in the regions we operate, effectively working with their communities and key stakeholders. Amparo will share later in the presentation our industry-leading approach to sustainability at QB2, which we intend to continue through operations. And as Sajjad highlighted in his presentation, our priorities for the region are aligned. We will be a safe operation. Our teams are focused on our critical risks and being clear in our controls to ensure we manage them to make sure everyone goes home safe and healthy every day. Our people. Our leadership team has gone through changes in the past year, and we have a strong talent pipeline whom are bringing energy and passion to deliver results. And our operational reliability. I'll provide many examples to support delivering a reliable operation today, which we're all committed to. And these priorities are the foundation to deliver sustainable results as we move forward. First, we'll start with Quebrada Blanca. QB is a generational asset. Our mine plan today only takes into account less than 14% of the ore resources, offering optionality for the future. It is an asset with low strip ratio across the life of mine and requires low sustaining capital. QB is a fantastic site. Having worked at QB for years, it is a remote site at altitude, which creates a strong bond with our team, considering the more challenging operating circumstance. It is that unique culture that our team demonstrates their commitment to deliver on performance. Our safety record this year demonstrates that. In a period of ramp up with significant change and challenge, we've been able to reduce our high potential injury frequency rate by 50%, demonstrating strong focus, commitment, and delivery. That is one example of many how the site is improving and provides confidence in delivering in other areas in the future. We have learned a lot from our ramp up, and our path to stability is clear. We have achieved design rates on throughput, and our focus is on consistency across the value chain. We're focused on improving our recovery, and a detailed optimization plan is in flight, already showing promising results. And as we stabilize and increase production, our costs will improve. And overall, we expect QB to deliver significant value to the company going forward through lower costs, consistent grade profile, low sustainable capital, and low stripping ratio. The following is a video we want to highlight just to show various parts of the operation, because we'll be going through them in a lot more detail in my presentation than coming slides. On a personal note, having been away for 4 years, to come back and see this site is truly an impressive thing to see. It is absolutely fantastic. In the next few slides, I'll go through explaining a roadmap for achieving our goals. There are three elements to delivering performance at QB: throughput, availability, and recovery. The first element, QB is nearing achieving consistent design throughput rates. Recognizing we have not achieved our expectations on timing, we have taken the learnings that will be applied to future projects. Within that, though, compared to other large mine startups, we are trending ahead of the curve. Our performance, as shown by the box plot graph on the right, shows steady increase in the average rate and lower variability, reflecting higher throughput and improved availability. Note the months with the large blue bars are plant shutdown months. Now that we are close to being stable, now is the time we can fine-tune and drive margin. We have several initiatives in flight to support the ongoing improvement and then future growth of the operation. First is implementation of asset reliability improvement initiatives, using the first year of operational data to better plan maintenance and implement minor reliability improvements, whether it be type of sensors, access to certain different pieces of equipment differently, things that just make the operation run smoother. evaluation material selection for key equipment. Now that we've operated for an extended period of time, this optimization can only be done after you've been operating to test different materials to increase the life between shutdowns. This can include whether it be conveyor belt material or even SAG or ball mill liner materials. And building upon Shahzad's presentation, continued implementation of our management operating system with our teams. The QB operational design was based on this operating system. And as we exit ramp up, continued focus and control in planning execution across the value chain will deliver sustainable, increased availability across the asset. So in summary, we are achieving the design rate, meaning the equipment can do it. The focus now is improving the value chain. The third element on QB delivering performance is recovery, and this is an area we're working very hard to resolve. We recognize we have work to do to achieve our target recovery rates as compared to other startups, but we are in the final stages of our optimization program. Within that, we are improving, as you can see with the box plot, increasing our percent recovery and achieving a reduction in variability. We have several initiatives in flight to support achieving our targets. It should be noted our improvement work is built upon HVC's success on achieving high recovery in their circuit. First, as the mine plan continues to evolve, we will have more ability to blend transition ore and have consistent feed that we've already demonstrated high recoveries on. In this area in particular, HVC's experience in blending multiple pits will support our strategy for QB, which is a far simpler context. We are continuing to optimize our reagent mix and adjust our process chemistry by lowering pH, which also improves recovery. We are working on optimizing our grinding circuit to fully utilize the power that we have available to achieve the optimal grind to improve recovery without compromising throughput. And lastly, we are in the middle of implementing advanced process control to capture the learnings from all our work so we can rapidly react and achieve operational consistency using our systems. In summary, our work is showing improvements, and that optimization program will continue into 2025. This will support having increased blending capabilities in the mine, leveraging that experience from HVC. Another important factor to achieving higher performance as we move forward later this year and into next year is access to higher grades. The mine plan sequence is in line with planned operation. So the mine sequence is behind the original plan, causing a delay in processing the higher grades. Our grade reconciliation, our block model, has shown a high level of accuracy in the grade of the material we mine versus our expectations. We do expect normal variation depending on our performance relative to the mine plan. Of note, we resolved our localized geotechnical issue by installing a minor buttress in Q3 and are advancing our mine plan accordingly. We will continue to mine some transition ore in 2025, and as mentioned earlier, our ability to blend the ore will increase as the mine grows. Overall, we are on track to release higher grades in the coming months and into 2025. QB operation is a large integrated site, as we saw from the video. We have our operation at 4,200 meters, including the mine with our autonomous haul fleet, our tailings facility, and our concentrator. We have our 165-kilometer pipeline taking concentrate from the site down to our concentrate filtration plant at the port. We have our desalination plant, which pumps up water 165 kilometers back to the operating site. And all this is controlled by our remote control room in Santiago. What is important to recognize is that each part of our process individually has achieved design performance. And in fact, several aspects have already achieved higher than design, including the desal plant, our pipelines, and our tailings facility. We have a robust design. Our focus is on improving reliability across the value chain, and this gives us confidence in our performance going into 2025. We have recently upgraded our guidance, and I wanted to provide additional context to our guidance range and our confidence in delivering. The low end of the guidance is essentially where we are today, with minor improvement to throughput and availability, and maintaining our current recovery levels. In other words, we're achieving this today. The midpoint of our guidance reflects a robust design and expectation to marginally improve on rate and availability to deliver near design throughput. Our recovery assumption primarily reflects increased mine blending options with ORR as the mine expands next year. And these results we've already achieved this year with that type of material. Our high point reflects achieving design throughput across the year and achieving improved recovery from mine blending and an outcome of the improvements from our flotation optimization work already in flight. And lastly, the range really reflects our ongoing recovery work, the low point being where we are today, and the high point reflecting increased mine blending and the outcomes of our optimization work in flight. So to summarize our key focus areas, first, it's all stability. Increasing our recovery through improved mine ore blending and completing all our reagent optimizations. And secondly, it's through increasing our throughput rates and availability through asset reliability improvements and increasing the life capacity of our ore core or coarse ore stockpile through the use of mechanical means. Our second focus is bringing our moly plant to full capacity. We prioritized our copper circuit first before starting the moly plant ramp up, which started a few months ago. In addition, as an outcome of stabilizing our copper circuit and all the optimization work, is this helps improve the stabilization of our moly plant, and we're already seeing those improvements today. We were successful to achieve on-grade moly product within the first 2 months of ramp up. And we have demonstrated we have a robust design. Same as the copper circuit, all the core parts of the moly circuit have demonstrated design rates. The focus is ongoing, focuses is overall consistency of operation. The third part is value chain optimization. First, our mine operations is meeting the needs of the operations today. Our AHS fleet is continuing to improve, meeting the requirements of the plant. Then it all comes together by continuing to advance our management operating system to ensure improvements are sustained so they are repeated through standardized processes. That then will be used for the foundation for future optimization and debottlenecking, which I'll cover off a bit later. In summary, these three pillars will bring the operation to design, setting a sustainable future and foundation for future growth. And as QB operations continues to improve, the site will generate strong cash flows. QB has a robust design. And it's important to remember this is a long life ore body, and we have confidence that we will deliver on our design to maximize it. And as we stabilize the operation, our costs will go down. In a stable operations, we'll achieve higher efficiencies in operations and maintenance, reducing their costs. And at the same time, we'll need less contract support to support the operation as we're no longer reacting to ramp up situations. And when you consider QB as a low stripping ratio and low sustaining capital, QB will be very profitable going forward. Following QB is another tier one asset in Latin America, Antamina, that Teck is a 22% owner, along with BHP, Glencore, and Mitsubishi, in a highly effective partnership. Antamina is one of the largest copper and zinc mines in the world, delivering consistent results year on year. It has a world-class deposit, producing copper, zinc, moly, and lead concentrates. As a result, it has a very low C1 cost due to its high grade and its byproduct credits. And the site has the potential for short and long-term expansion, further supporting this exciting asset. Antamina is the largest mine in Peru and one of the largest mines in the world. At the same time, it's one of the lowest cost producers in the world. It is a high-grade, high-throughput operation and wholly owns all its infrastructure, including pipeline and port facilities. It is truly impressive to see. And as an update on Antamina's life extension, Antamina received regulatory approval to extend the life of mine to 2036. This is a low-risk investment over the next 8 years to optimize and to expand the existing operation. This includes pit expansion, raising the tailings dam, and additional mine equipment and shop. Lastly, Antamina continues to work on a series of alternatives on its longer-term extension plans for past 2036. So in summary, Antamina is a long-life asset that will continue to deliver solid returns today and into the future. The third asset in the LATAM portfolio is CDA, which is a smaller, efficient operation generating solid returns to the business. CDA's operational efficiency is driven in large part by being very close to its community, quite literally, and needing to be very effective on how it operates to deliver on its social license while meeting business requirements. It is that experience that not only supports strong results, but is also leveraged to support QB and the broader organization by sharing work practices and personnel to accelerate learnings of improvements to other sites. Below are a few examples of how CDA has improved its operation over the past year to improve its value generation and demonstrate that continuous improvement, reducing costs to its operation. The first aspect was to address water availability to the site during a period of severe drought in the region in order to operate at full production. We have successfully worked with our local community and the region to address our water requirements while supporting the community address theirs. And as a result, we have the water required to operate at full production moving forward. The second aspect is an example of one of many improvement initiatives at CDA. This initiative is a low-cost initiative about engaging our people differently. In this case, effectively engaging mine operators to understand their impact on reliability of mine equipment to reduce damage and improve performance. Examples being overloading trucks, timely reporting of issues, things that help operations know how they impact the business. This initiative has been very successful, improving equipment performance by 5% and reducing costs by $2 million, a significant improvement for a small site. This initiative is now being rolled out at QB and is part of the overall program to reduce costs at QB. So overall, we have exciting assets in LATAM that will and are generating excellent returns in stable mining jurisdictions. We have a clear roadmap for achieving design expectations at QB that will unlock significant value for the business. In addition, Antamina is a tier one asset that will continue to deliver results year on year, and CDA will continue to provide solid returns while providing support to QB. And to conclude as we started, our focus will be on being safe operations, developing our people, and executing on our operational improvement programs to achieve and deliver sustainable results today and into the future. Now I'll hand over to Brock Gill, who leads the North American region, to whom I speak to almost daily to make sure we're aligned.
Thanks, Dale, and good afternoon. It's great to see everyone again, and I'm very much looking forward to introducing you to the HVC team tomorrow and showing you the asset. Following Dale's lead, I will use a similar format tailored to the region with an emphasis on HVC. Tomorrow at site, the team will provide more detail on HVC, its history, and our operational focus areas. I've been part of the team at Teck for roughly 2 years, following a decade with Ivanhoe Mines as a project director at Oyu Tolgoi Phase 1, based in Mongolia, and managing director of Kamoa Kakula, based in the Congo, and then returning to my home province of Saskatchewan for 7 years, leading Jansen for BHP. During my time at Teck, I've been focused on QB commissioning and the Red Dog Moss implementation. I've been able to frequently visit all of our sites and most projects, and have shifted to a complete focus on North America. It's an exciting time at Teck, and the team and I are committed to the creation of a future that builds upon a long history of an iconic Canadian company. I will start by framing up the North American region and the core team dedicated to asset performance. This is followed by an overview of the assets. Our North American assets are firmly on strategy for Teck, with a focus on energy transition metals. Our assets are Highland Valley Copper, which is located 350 kilometers north and east of us by road. HVC is a high-throughput mine where we have demonstrated we can deliver consistent cash flow in a low-grade environment. We've done this for 60 years. Red Dog is well north of us and well north of most things, being 160 kilometers north of the Arctic Circle. Red Dog's a tier one mine with high grades and a long life. It has consistently performed for Teck, generating excellent cash flows in a particularly challenging environment. It's a truly phenomenal operation, and hopefully we'll get you up there one day. Rounding out our producing operations is Trail. Trail allows for vertical integration with Red Dog and creates optionality in the market. Trail has a 128-year history that is founded on innovation with several process patents. Our people at Trail possess expertise that we use across tech to deliver additional margin, specifically in metallurgy and processing. These operations are cornerstone assets within tech and provide a foundation for growth. We have a strong understanding of these jurisdictions, our partners, and the communities in which we operate. This understanding provides confidence in our development projects, which are HVC and Red Dog as high certainty mine life extensions, Galore Creek and Shaft Creek as future Tier 1 copper assets, which establish us in the highly prospective Golden Triangle region in northern British Columbia. Now turning to how we drive value. As noted by Shehzad, we've recently moved to a regional model. The intent is a small team that works in service of the assets and is deeply familiar with the challenges and opportunities. The ability to operate and develop assets is based on the world-class team we have. The core group, comprising three GMs and the functional heads, have worked and lived in more than 15 countries across six continents in copper, zinc, coal, uranium, potash, gold, and the oil sands. The team has a diverse range of experiences within tech and other major producers. In terms of how the team and I are looking at the North American portfolio, first, health and safety. 2024 has been a good year for us. Our total recordable injury frequency rate continues to improve, and in 2025, we'll focus on leading indicators, fatality elimination, and a more structured approach to time and field. Second, people. Throughout 2024, we've made significant leadership changes, notably at HVC and Trail. This is creating energy, purpose, and a new way of looking at value and risk. And third, performance. We're relentlessly focused on delivering to our commitments of production and reducing operational variability. We are continuing to structurally reduce our cost base in our contracting approach, supply chain, and use of consumables. I'm spending significant amount of time at our operations to drive and support the team in these focus areas. This provides confidence in our ability to deliver for the balance of 24 and into 2025. The intent of this next section is to take you through the operations and our commitment to improving performance. Turning now to the first North American asset, Highland Valley Copper, or HVC. HVC is Teck's longest operating mining asset and holds a special place within Teck. The passion and drive of the team will come across tomorrow. As someone that comes from a three-generation mining family, I feel at home during my visits to HVC, where our people have deep pride and a sense of ownership and are very accustomed to the cold. And that has done us in good stead over six decades and confidence in the next phase of development. In short, we know this asset. HVC's success lies in its operational flexibility. This is created by multiple operating pits, allowing for blending, and a tailored flow sheet to take advantage of the resource. With these characteristics in mind, we have fostered a culture of innovation to maximize the efficiency of the operation. And I'll talk through the efficiency gains we've extracted through autonomy, machine learning, and ore sorting. With this operational focus, we've been able to optimize the cost base of Highland Valley to achieve a low mining cost. And finally, the future of the asset is being planned through a high certainty brownfield mine life extension founded on a history of successful implemented extensions. More to come on this shortly. You will see this slide and versions of it over the next 2 days. We'll use it to orientate ourselves to the site and also to contextualize the mine life extension. This photo illustrates the operational flexibility I've mentioned through the general arrangement of the site with multiple pits you'll see on the top of the slide, easy access to the plant, which is between those pits, and nearby waste dumps. This is complemented by a flow sheet that is tailored to the ore types, specifically variability of hardness between pits. This allows us to select ore types for the right crushing and milling circuit, as we have SAG and AG mills in different configurations with our ball mills. The operations team, using the management operating system that Shehzad described, has developed variance and control mechanisms to make these decisions on an inter-shift basis. And finally, I'd also like to mention our tailings facility. We have a world-class tailings facility that is regularly visited by competitors and industry associations. Some key points. We have extensive experience in dam raises and operational changes through 50 years of building this facility. heavily instrumented to allow for real-time monitoring, and it conforms to the global industry standard on tailings management with a AAA rating from the Mining Association of Canada. And then moving on to what makes us successful. As I noted, HVC has a culture of innovation and continuous improvement. This has been created and fostered through targeted development and deployment of technologies. And we have been intentional in upskilling our workforce to use these technologies. The following examples have demonstrated tangible increases to margin and will continue to provide value in the future, specifically for the mine life extension. First, autonomous haulage. We have implemented autonomy at HVC, and some of you were at HVC in 2019 when we started on that journey. At that time, we had formed a partnership with CAT as both organizations were deploying it. Access to these critical CAT resources has allowed for an iterative learning process, and this has allowed for faster and better improvements. We have taken this experience to Quebrada Blanca, and the team from HVC was part of the mine operations readiness effort during the QB fleet startup. Our AHS experience and performance is such that we are planning to phase out the conventional fleet and become fully autonomous. Secondly, we have built machine learning models at Highland Valley that are focused on recovery. Recovery is a key driver of value in which we excel and continue to improve. We built the machine learning models following the 2014 expansion, and our operators are familiar with both the equipment and that model. This has prevented model degradation and increased accuracy. During a site visit to the flotation circuit a few months ago, I witnessed the team's commitment to this accuracy as one of our operators corrected variances between model predictions and the physical environment. Lastly, the next phase of technology deployment is at the face where we're using MineSense or ShovelSense so we can track ore from the face to the plant and allow for better operational control. The team will talk to this tomorrow at site. All of what I've just discussed enables HVC to be one of the lowest mining cost operations in the Americas. This is made possible by, first, the resource. Our ore material properties allow for a coarser grind size, and the ore floats well at this larger particle size. This reduces power draw, structurally reducing a key cost input. Next, as mentioned, our AHS fleet has created operational efficiencies, and we will deliver additional margin as we transition to a fully autonomous fleet. We have multiple pit and crusher flexibility, as I've mentioned, an experienced workforce with multi-generational employees, a history of continuous improvement and smart technology adoption. And finally, HVC benefits from excellent surrounding infrastructure in power, water, and roads. Looking forward to 2025 and fully bringing online the Orlornex pit, HVC production increases as we return to the greater flexibility provided through multiple ore sources. There's a value unlock in Lornex across these value drivers as noted by the arrows on this chart. High throughput drives increased copper production. The highest throughput has been consistently achieved when we blend Lornex ore. Our grade increases. The ore mix is the largest driver by far. Lornex ore is softer, and the 2025 Lornex head grade is significantly higher than 2024. And for a bit of a closer look at this, the optimal place on the throughput recovery curve is different with the Lornex ore than with the Valley Pit. So we push throughput over recovery to achieve optimal copper production. And when processing Lornex, ball mills are the limitation, which results in a coarser grind size. This is the heart of the matter, and when this bottleneck moves from the SAG mills to the ball mills, we can coarsen up and push throughput. We'll also see an increase in the moly head grade. So in summary, we've demonstrated the key value drivers: increased throughput, higher head grade, a slight dip in recovery, which we will mitigate through pushing throughput, and an increased molybdenum head grade. And then turning to the resource itself, where it all starts. We've been mining in these deposits for decades, with incremental pit pushbacks accessing wider and deeper parts of the porphyry. But it's the same system, and we know what we're dealing with. As such, ore grade reconciliations are strong, and with our low cost structure, it allows us to be confident in running a copper equivalent cutoff grade as low as 0.1 to 0.15, depending on where in the pit ore is coming from, as recovery and ore hardness will also play into this calculation. This copper equivalent includes an in-depth understanding of moly deportment, which is stronger along the outer zones of the periphery system. This knowledge gives us confidence in converting a significant amount of our resources to reserves in the near term as we finalize our detailed plans for the mine life extension. And on that note, I'll take you through the mine life extension, and I'll do this in four stages. First, I'll talk to our history of expansions. Secondly, an overview of the project. Next, a visual of the scope, and then finish with the ore and production figures. Later this afternoon, Carla will talk to the strategy and execution approach to the extension. So first, HVC has a history of brownfield expansions, and as you can see here, they've been successfully executed to budget and to schedule. We have three extensions since 2006, and these expansions have delivered value, and our plan for the next phase is informed by this past experience. MLE is a quality brownfield extension that extends our current operation with a low capital intensity due to the use of existing infrastructure. The scope includes an increase to the grinding circuit, additional fleet units, and an expanded tailings facility. Permitting is on track with regulatory and Indigenous engagement well underway, building upon and working to update agreements with local Indigenous peoples. We submitted our environmental assessment in late 2023. The mine life extension will go through our capital allocation process, and this is scheduled for mid-2025. Assuming success, this is followed by a two-year construction period. And to my third point, looking at a plan view of the site to illustrate the scope contemplated in the mine life extension. A brief summary of that is several upgrades to existing infrastructure, which allows for a lower capital intensity. The upgrades are in the concentrator, where we're adding a SAG and a ball mill on the D-line and some cells in the flotation circuit. We're extending the tailing storage facility. And finally, we'll add to the fleet and expand the truck shop. Tomorrow at site, we'll bring this to life and have provided space and time in the tour to see parts of the expansion. And to the fourth and final point, ore feed continues to come from multiple ore sources, taking advantage of our flow sheet and creating a foundation for operational stability. Our ore tons mined remain relatively consistent through the coming years and is at a rate we are currently delivering. The total capex for the mine life extension is $1.8 to $2 billion Canadian. And in summary, we have a history of successful expansions. Permitting is underway with the environmental assessment submitted. We have multiple ore sources that are a key to operating stability at HVC. And we have an experienced project team and a tier one service provider on board, giving us confidence in our ability to first execute and then operate. Finally, Red Dog. Red Dog's a tier one asset and an incredible place to see. To put that in perspective, it is one of the world's largest zinc mines and the largest critical materials mine in the US. I was last on site 3 weeks ago for the close of the shipping season. We had a record September and were able to successfully close the shipping season, demonstrating again that the Red Dog team has outstanding logistical capability and moves inbound and outbound freight and concentrate over the short summer shipping season. With respect to operating performance, throughout 2024, we have seen a marked improvement in operating stability at Red Dog with lowered variability and greater predictability. Red Dog's had a strong year with reliable performance. It continues to be an asset we can rely on for EBITDA generation. We have recently lowered our cost guidance as the team has worked diligently through the year on supply chain costs and solid discipline in sustaining capital projects. The 2023-24 implementation of MOS at Red Dog has been a success story, and the stable operational performance through 2024 demonstrates the method which Shehzad spoke of. That implementation continues, and we've onboarded field leadership coaches to sustain and embed our practices. The coaches have become a core part of our team and are building an improvement culture that starts with our operators on the front line. Underlying all of this is our relationship with NANA, our long-term partner at Red Dog. We have an excellent and close working relationship with NANA that provides for the stability of the business. And at Red Dog, you can feel the tech purpose of providing metals to the world while caring for the people, the communities, and the land that we love. And to complete this section on Red Dog, we'll take a closer look at the mine life extension. Similar to HVC, I will address both the scope and permitting. First, a look at the figures. The mine life extension continues to benefit from high grades with an average zinc and lead grade of 18%. This adds 25 years to mine life and produces, on average, 400,000 tons per annum of zinc. Our specialty minerals, including germanium, create additional value and further support our strategy of focusing on the energy transition. And next, the scope. The expansion will use existing infrastructure, specifically the mill and the port. We have recently completed a scoping study and are moving into the pre-feasibility phase. We conducted surface drilling in 2024, and we'll do more in 25 to continue to further understand the resource and the optimal general arrangement plan. And finally, permitting. We've already begun elements of the permitting process, and our plans are well advanced. We have well-established and regular engagements with regulatory bodies in Alaska. The mine life extension lands are fully owned by Teck and are located on state mineral claims. We are engaging with NANA to update the operating agreement to reflect this next phase of mining. In summary, we are building confidence in the future based on the returns generated by a true Tier 1 asset. Finally, turning to Trail. In Trail, we have a polymetallic smelting and refining complex with a fertilizer plant composed of 6 operating business areas making 19 products. We have developed remarkable product and flow sheet diversification. Examples of these products are fertilizer, sulfur products, specialty metals such as germanium and indium, and industrial products. This allows us to convert 99% of all inputs into saleable products. The base load for Trail is zinc and lead, and the profit and future lie in other metals. This profitability and sustainability is tied to critical minerals and other metal products. This asset retains a place in our portfolio and remains core to our strategy. And turning to that strategy, later today, Ian will talk to the quality of our concentrate and the benefits of vertical integration. The operations team works closely with the commercial team to extract maximum benefit at both Trail and at Red Dog. Trail has a very low carbon intensity with 100% renewable energy coming from hydroelectric sources. Ian will also provide a case study on green zinc in more detail on this later today. Additionally, we have a long history of battery recycling at Trail, and we're looking into the possibility of using that experience in the electric vehicle space. Our people are a source of strong, proven commercial and technical expertise that has benefited Teck. And lastly, to finish on performance, following the KivSet shutdown earlier this year, we are seeing solid, stable performance. This will reduce our sustaining capital budget in 2025. Our current focus is cost enhancement through structural cost change. As an example, we continue to take advantage of our ability to sell excess power not needed for production and generate excess returns at the margin. As noted, we've recently made leadership changes, which is providing renewed focus and energy. And I have complete confidence in the team, and the Trail's long history is an indication of a solid future. It positions us firmly in the energy transition space and is an avenue to greater production of critical minerals. And to close, I'll thank you again for your time. We're looking forward to hosting you at HVC tomorrow. And to reiterate, the focus areas of myself and the team and our commitment for the North American portfolio are health and safety. 2024, as I've said, was a great year. In 2025, we're going to focus on our leading indicators and a structured approach to time and field. On our people, we've made significant leadership changes, creating energy, purpose, and a new way of looking at value and risk. And then on to performance, we're relentlessly focused on delivering to our commitments of production and cost. So again, thank you. I'm going to hand you over to Ian Anderson, our Chief Commercial Officer. Ian, over to you.